Ahead of the Test series against New Zealand, Team India head coach Gautam Gambhir backed stalwart Virat Kohli to come good in the series and also in the Border Gavaskar Trophy. He also noted that Kohli was as hungry as he was during his debut, and in the Test series against New Zealand, Team India will look to continue their home dominance. The series will kick-start on October 16 with the first Test match set to be played in Bengaluru, though Virat has been consistent in the longer format since scoring his 28th Test century, his first in 3 years against Australia back in March last year. His struggle to play long Test knocks consistently in the whole of the 2020s decade is well known. In 31 Tests this decade, he has scored 1,745 runs at an average of 33.55, with just 2 centuries and 8 50s in 54 innings. This record looks really subpar as per the batter's mighty standards, having dominated the format in the 20,102,019 era. In 3 Tests this year, Virat has scored 157 runs in 6 innings and 3 Tests at an average of 31.40, with best score of 47. In the ongoing ICC World Test Championship cycle though, Virat has been doing well for himself, having made 468 runs in 10 innings at an average of 52.00, with a century and 2 50s. His best score is 121. In the recently concluded Bangladesh series, Kohli scored just 99 runs in 4 innings, with best score of 47. Speaking ahead of the game in a pre-match presser, Gautam Gambhir called Virat a world-class cricketer. "Virat has always been a world-class cricketer. He has performed for such a long period of time and he is as hungry as when he made his debut. I remember opening the batting with him when he made his debut in Sri Lanka. To now, his hunger is always there," said Gambhir. "And that is what makes him a world-class cricketer and I'm sure that he will be hungry to get runs in this series and probably moving forward to Australia as well. And we know that once he gets into those run scoring how consistent can he be," he added. Having played 11 Test matches against New Zealand, Virat Kohli has scored 866 runs with an average of 45.57. He also has 3 centuries and 3 half-centuries with a best score of 211 runs. Speaking about selecting spinner Kuldeep Yadav, who did not play the Bangladesh Tests, Gautam Gambhir said, "We do not leave anyone out, we just select the playing 11 we feel can do the job. We have so many quality bowlers in our side, including Kuldeep." The head coach acknowledged that New Zealand is a different challenge for India and are a professional unit with some quality players who can hurt them. They have got players who can do the job for them as well, so we respect them, but we do not fear anyone. I have said it many times, that we will always respect every opposition. We want to be selfless, we want to be humble, we want to try and play the game as hard as possible on the cricket field," he added. Expressing his views about scoring runs in Test cricket, Gautam Gambhir said that it is all about adaptability and the Indian team wants to be a unit which can score 400 runs in a day and can also bat for 2 days straight in order to draw the match. You call that growth, you call that adaptability, you call that Test cricket. If you play the same way, then it is not growth. We have players who can score 400 or 450 runs in 1 day, and there are also players who can bat for 2 days, to draw the Test match. And we want to play the same type of cricket. No other type of cricket," he added. He further stated that the team is not focusing on the ICC World Test Championship despite being at the top of the table. "For now, the complete focus is on New Zealand." India named a 15-player squad on Friday for the upcoming 3 Tests against New Zealand, beginning on October 16 in Bengaluru. For the Bangladesh Tests, with Rohit Sharma leading the side, India left the position of vice-captain vacant. But this time, star pacer Jasprit Bumrah has been officially appointed as Rohit's deputy for the 3 Tests. India has been extremely dominant in Test conditions, having not lost a Test series at home since their 12th loss to England in 201,213 season. Since then, India has won 18 successive Test series at home and are undefeated in a series since over 4,000 days. On the other hand, New Zealand suffered a 20-series whitewash at the hands of Sri Lanka away from home recently. The Tim Southfield side was blanked in the opening test that went right down the wire with a 63-run defeat and lost the second test by an innings and 154 runs, with NI inputs.